The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Of course, Craig Montana, running the studio for us. By the way, we have an 800 number just for you, so you can jump on that phone and ask your questions. Get the real answers from people who have decades of experience doing nothing but financial planning, 401ks, IRAs, you name it. And we are here to help you. Here's our 800 number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. So we've had guys welcome again to the show. Big weekend for news.
Yeah, and I have to say that this is a good example of what we help people do, is to decipher what goes on in the marketplace and get your strategy together. We help people get their financial strategy together so that when things like this come up, it doesn't affect you.
By like this, of course, we mean the terrorist attacks over the weekend in Paris.
Because there are some big headlines up in the, like on MarketWatch, prepare for swift and painful but temporary pullbacks. Stocks react. U.S. stocks volatile. Day shaping up for markets after attacks.
So where are we at right now?
Well, we're up 28 points in the Dow Jones and up 5 on the S&P and up on the NASDAQ. So it doesn't look too volatile to me. So in other words, that's headlines. Which you have your strategy together, you don't worry about headlines.
Well, and that's the thing. You can't go chasing stuff around every 5 minutes. I mean, there's something always going on, whether it's in our country or some other part of the world. It could be anything. Doesn't have to be terrorism, but anything. And you know, you're going to have this volatility, these spikes, and there are ways to handle these things. The biggest way, as you mentioned, Doug, is to really have a game plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing about that is when you have your plan in place, then you don't overreact to some of the things that happen, because there are going to be things that occur here in our country that occur worldwide that may affect the markets in a temporary fashion. But as long as you know that you have a strategy in place, you're not going to overreact to some of the things that happen.
Well, exactly. So having that game plan, how do you get that, by the way? What kind of steps do you have to take? Maybe that's something we need to talk about this morning here, guys. Mm-hmm. How do you go step by step on that process? And we got a phone call, too, so we're going to go and get this person their question while we're having the station break running here. And or do we have to go? Do we have to go right to the break, Craig, or can we go ahead and take our call? Let's go ahead and take our call, shall we, so we don't have them hanging there during the break. Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. How can we help you?
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Yes, I was wondering on a 401k, can you kind of discuss the advantages or disadvantages of doing a loan against your 401k?
Sure. I'll be glad to do that. The most plans do allow for loans, okay? Most employers do. And let me just say that you have 5 years in which to pay that loan back. It will come out of your net paycheck. It is not like putting money in pre-tax and you get to pay your loan off pre-tax. No. So it comes out of your net.
Right. You could just tell HR, okay, send me $20,000 or whatever you want, and there's no really no questions asked other than what do you want your payment to be?
Well, they're going to set up an amortization schedule for you, right, sir? So that's one. But one of the big things is that in many plans, and you'll need to check this with your employer, do they prohibit you from making any more contributions while your loan is in place before that gets paid off? That's some plans do that.
Right. And I know our plan, one of the advantages to it, I guess, is as long as you keep contributing. I mean, my thoughts are, I think about purchasing a new vehicle next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, if I borrow the money against my 401k, I'm kind of paying myself back. And as long as I keep contributing to the plan above and beyond my payment, then I really shouldn't be hurting myself, correct?
Well, the problem is you are hurting yourself in, as far as you're pulling out the money that you put in tax advantage. So you're taking that out. And you're
right.
Basically doing away with that tax advantage that you initially got if you're putting in money pre-tax. The second thing you're hurting yourself with is you don't have that compounding on the money that you have in there when you've pulled it. So the compounding and the initial tax break that you get for putting that money in there should be 20% to 30%, depending on your tax bracket. So now you're hurting yourself by that amount of money, instead of trying to find a spot that might be better for you to take a loan from. You know, interest rates are pretty cheap right now, and I would really seriously consider not taking from your 401k, because you're messing up the whole premise of why the 401k works so well. It's that pre-tax contribution and the tax deferral on all the compounding that goes on in your account. When you drop your balance down, that's money you're not having grow in there.
Okay. That makes sense. So it might be worthwhile looking into financing at a low interest rate and leave that money in the 401.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I always tell people, look at your 401k as the loan of last resort.
When we come back from the break, we'll talk about it some more, because there are a lot of different ramifications that we need to talk about when it comes to taking loans from 401k plans. And that's a great question, because that is money that's available to you, and you need to know what the consequences are, whether it's good or bad. And so we want to talk about it some more. Make sure you get all the information you can.
Yeah, we're going to take our little break here, and we'll come back. And another couple of points, as Jamie mentioned, about taking a loan from your 401. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So we'll get back to a couple more things about that. I know we got to pay for our time on the air here. So we'll roll the commercials, come right back with some things that you really do need to know before you do what you think is an easy deal and tap money out of your 401k in a loan. So going to take our break. Be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
The Brenham Clinic is proud to welcome physician assistant Amy Lojedal. With over 20 years' experience serving the healthcare needs of the Brenham community, she is a trusted resource for your family's health. Same-day appointments are available and walk-ins are welcome. To schedule your appointment with Amy Lojedal at the Brenham Clinic, call 979-836-6153 or visit brenhamclinic.com. Brenham Clinic accepts most major insurance plans, including the Scott & White Health Plan.
You've made up your mind it's time to remodel. You need new cabinets in the kitchen. You just have to add on a bedroom and bath. And it's finally time to build that garage you've always wanted. Now all you have to do is find a reliable contractor. Look no further. Just call Willie Hall Construction. Willie Hall Construction, in business for 50 years, has all the experts to get the job done right. Whether you need an addition to your present home, extra cabinets, new closets, or a whole new house, call Willie Hall Construction, 836-6233. 35.
Durham School Services in Brenham is hiring bus drivers and training for the current school year. If you'd like to work flexible, part-time hours driving a bus for Durham School Services, make plans to attend an open house hiring event Monday, November 23rd between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at 507 E6th Street in Brenham. No prior bus driving experience is necessary, as training will be provided. At Durham School Services, you can apply now. Train now. Work now. For more information about the November 23rd hiring event, call 979-277-0090.
The countdown to savings is on at Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy. When you buy select New Holland tractors and equipment during the Value Bonanza sales event, take advantage of more smart ways to save, including 0% financing, cash back, and ever-popular Bonanza Bucks. The best savings of the year are going on right now. But time is not on your side. New Holland Value Bonanza ends November 30th, so hurry into Washington County Tractor in Brenham or WC Tractor in Navasota, Bryan, or Sealy today.
For commercial use only, 0% financing offer subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital approval. CNH Industrial Capital standard terms and conditions apply. Down payment may be required. Certain other restrictions may apply. Operates November 30, 2015. See Washington County Tractor for details.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few. The proud. The Marines.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacies in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Are you confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Ah, yes. We're just trying to see if you're paying attention here. Craig Montana changing up the tunes here a little bit this morning for us on the Money Makeover Show. By the way, this is Neal Financial Group, N-E-A-L. Financial offices is for Central Texas, right here in Brenham, Main Street, across from the courthouse, and another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria, roughly San Felipe and on St. James Place. So we got you covered there. We're licensed as financial planners and advisors in about 17 states.
We just bumped one more. We got New York.
Oh, we got New York. Oh, we're in New York, 18, too? Yeah. Wow.
Had to get in New York.
Did we have to do thumbprints in blood or what?
Oh, no.
They're tough.
California was tough. New York just costs a lot.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just say, yes, you can be licensed there. Just pay us lots of money.
So anyway, been in Texas, though, for many, many years here as financial planners. And again, we do have the free review. You're welcome to come by, bring stuff in, let us check it out with you. Sometimes you need another explanation over again about what some financial product does or does not do for you. Maybe you bought whatever it is years ago. Wouldn't be bad to bring it in and have somebody look at it and say, okay, this is what it does. Is it doing it for you? Do you still need to have this? Whatever it might be. A lot of folks bring in life insurance policies, annuities, all sorts of other things, brokerage account statements, IRA, 401k, 403b statements. What's happening with this? Am I balanced in this optimally for what my needs are? Visited with a couple the other day in the office who came in for the free review, and they had a terrific investment lineup. You know, they had mutual funds in a IRA. One of them did, and the other one had just a brokerage account. And they were terrific. Nothing wrong with that, except that it would have been better for someone about 10 years younger than this couple, who was now looking at stepping into retirement. And this was a little bit, in our opinion, a little bit on the riskier side. Not that anything was a bad choice as far as the management of it or whatever it is, but for somebody younger with more time frame ahead of them to ride ups and downs in the markets, it would have been fine. But for this couple, at least it was some food for thought for them.
Yeah, that's the philosophy there of income or accumulating income or accumulating wealth, and then living off of that.
Mm-hmm. That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's two different psychological things there. So, the 401ks, IRAs, Roths, all that kind of stuff is to help you accumulate mm-hmm. money, so that when you get to the point where you really don't want to work anymore, that you can live off of your money. But those are different types of investments.
Well, and that comes back to our caller who was asking about the wisdom, pluses and minuses, of borrowing money from your 401k to make either a down payment on a car or maybe pay off the car with your own money, whatever. It sounds like a really smart idea on the surface. But we snagged on and touched on a couple of difficulties with that. Number one being you're undermining the whole purpose that you put that money in for, which is pre-tax, so you get a tax break today. It grows without being taxed, so that's tax deferred. So if you're pulling your part of your balance out, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, whatever it might be, you're pulling that money out, even though you're putting some back in to help take its place. But you're not going to put that much in, I would imagine, over the next year or two to make up for what your deficit is going to be of not having that money in there working for you.
Well, it goes back to that philosophy of borrowing from yourself and paying yourself back when you have purchases like that. Mm-hmm. And there are places where it's a good idea or a possibility of a good idea of doing something like that. I'm not sure that 401ks are one of those advantages. The idea being that rather than paying interest to somebody else, you can pay interest to yourself if you finance it with your own money. Well, unfortunately, with a 401k, there are some drawbacks to doing it that way. One of them being that, as you had mentioned, Tony, you put money into a 401k plan on a pre-tax basis. All the earnings accumulate tax-deferred. When you borrow money out of the 401k, you're putting money back in after tax. You don't get another tax deduction for it. Mm-hmm. And so you're putting money in after tax, so it's more expensive money going into it than went into it initially. And that's an expense that you have to consider.
Well, and you're not putting it in fast enough. You know, if you're making payments mm-hmm. of this money back into your plan, you know, you've dropped your balance down that could have been growing in there for you and compounding tax deferred. You've dropped it by $10,000, $15,000, whatever it is you're going to pull out, and you're paying it back by what, $500 a month or whatever it turns out to be over a 5-year period. So you've undermined all of that by whatever percentage that would be for you as an individual.
Well, and that's the other side of the coin is any earnings that you would have had inside of the plan when you took it out. And let's hope that you have earnings, that it's not going backwards. Any earnings that you'd have had, you lose those because the money's not in there working for you. And you're taking money that's earning interest, and you're using it to purchase a wasting asset, which is that vehicle.
Yeah, the declining asset value of whatever you're driving off the car lot, right? The other part to this, too, that a lot of people don't realize is that if you separate from service, if you terminate your job.
Or retire. That's
or
another
retire,
word.
Or yeah. retire, whichever way you're terminating your employment, now you lose your avenue of paying that loan back. This is a payroll deducted payback. So if you're thinking about leaving your job anytime in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years is your total maximum to pay that loan back, you know, if you're looking at not being at this employer, guess what? The IRS is going to say, well, you know, you need to pay all that back now because you can't roll a loan into an IRA. You cannot do that. Now, if you're over age 59 and a half, at least you won't get an extra 10% early withdrawal penalty from the IRS. But if you're not, then you're going to have ordinary income tax plus a 10% tax penalty for early withdrawal. Either way, you're going to have to pay income tax on that money you've pulled out. So it's not really that cheap. You're going to pay it whatever your bracket is. So if you're in the 25% tax bracket, roughly, then it's going to cost you 25% if you haven't paid that whole thing back.
See, and that's the trigger there. If you separate from service or retire, now the IRS deems that you took a distribution from your 401k.
That's right.
And so now that tax consequences kick in.
Yeah. So either you're going to pay whatever your income tax is on that money you've pulled out, whether it's 20%, 25%, 30%, whatever your bracket is. And if you were under 59 and a half years of age, you're also going to pay a 10% tax penalty on top of that. So a 30, 35% loan is a tough deal.
And that gets stacked on top of any earned income you had for the year. Mm-hmm. So if you do it in December or November, okay, you just added $20,000-$30,000 to your income for the year, which might bump you up another tax bracket.
Got to be very careful. So my recommendation always is look at other resources first. And this is year-end when car dealers are really trying to make deals. They want to bump up their year-end figures, right? So you're probably going to get some deals, and you're probably going to get some of your best interest deals as well. And the interest rates are very inexpensive.
Well, that is the thing. Interest rates are at all-time lows. And so to get a really good interest rate on a car note, is it's out there. You can go to the credit unions, the banks, even the dealerships, the financing that they use. Interest rates are really, really good right now. And see, and the other thing you had mentioned about separation from service, that's sometimes one of those things you have no control over.
Yeah. Yeah, those of you who work in industries that are sometimes giving out pink slips for the holidays, that may happen. See, and now you're stuck with a loan out of your 401k that you can't pay back unless you've got a big chunk of change sitting in the side to pay this back and not get whacked on taxes.
That's why there's so many different scenarios. It depends upon what's going on in your life. If you're thinking you're going to retire in 2 or 3 years, you're better off borrowing the money from the auto dealer or from wherever. When you retire, then you roll the money into an IRA. You can still take out what you want and pay it off, mm-hmm. and then not have to pay things back.
Right.
So it's you have the money, but it would be in a different format.
So this is a strategy question here, right?
Is
this
a strategic
move for this individual? And everybody's different.
Yep.
So, again, we help with these things. We would probably sit down with this individual and say, okay, let's get our pencil and paper and our calculator, and let's go, you know, what are your plans? Are you retiring soon? Do you have any health issues that might force you to be retiring? Are you working in an industry that's making some cutbacks in staff?
Like energy.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be nameless, but okay. But you know what I'm saying here. So what your future is and your future ability to pay back that money is a critical part to this, right? So there you go. 800-332-7879. That's our phone number on the Money Makeover Show. 800-332-7879. Markets are still doing okay this morning. They're kind of flat. They're not making huge headway, but they are on the plus side
they're
for the most part. Yeah. So, again, if you're watching every single move and every single blip in the marketplace, you probably are just biting your nails off on a regular basis.
And if you are, come in for your free review and we'll help you get your strategy together.
Please.
Come on in. It's free.
Yeah.
You'll get at least two of us.
Well, and there's never just one way to do something.
That's right.
I mean, hardly ever.
Before we go into the break, I just wanted to mention in connection with this car loan scenario is there may be a better place to go to. Doug, you and I have talked about this many, many times. If you have a cash value life insurance policy, one of the cheapest places to go to get money that is your that you have access to at no cost with very low interest rates is your life insurance policy. If you have a cash value policy, you can borrow from or make withdrawal from that cash value policy to make purchases like this.
No, I've purchased two cars out of it and paid for some school out of it and paid it all back. And I mean, it cost me about 1%.
Cash value life insurance policies are kind of like the Swiss knife of financial vehicles because there are so many things that are available to you in those types of policies. And so if you're thinking about purchasing a car or making some type of purchase, your life cash value life insurance policies are one of the places to look at where you're taking advantage of that philosophy of taking your money rather than paying the interest to somebody else.
Yeah.
So that would be one option to take a look at for some of these types of purchases.
Yeah, and you know, there are all these things that I hear the advertisements for on radio, TV, you know, financeyourself.com or whatever these things are. And what they're really talking about is a cash value, either a universal life or whole life or combo hybrid, different types of insurance policies that you can do this with. There you go.
And, you know, if we come in for that free review, that's one of the things we can talk about is some of the life insurance policies that you have and what they're capable of doing. That's one of the questions we get many times is, should I keep this life insurance policy that I've had all of this time and now I'm getting ready to retire? Do I need it anymore? Well, depending on the type of policy it is, there's things that that policy can do that nothing else has the capability of doing.
Yeah, and not only that, but the other boo-boo that people make, and I've seen people do it, is, well, hey, go ahead, and they discontinue that policy because, hey, the kids are grown up now. They don't want the life insurance. They got other stuff they can do, self-insured, whatever they are. And then they end up having a tax consequence if you don't do things properly with some of these things. So always get another opinion, and that's a great reason to come in for that free review. When we come back from this break, I am going to give you our office phone number, so if you want to make that time to come in for the free review, I will give you that opportunity. In the meantime, going to take a little break here. If you want to talk to us right now in the studio, Jamie, Tony, Doug, Craig Montana will get your call to us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
For the latest in water well service, call JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin uses the latest technology to complete your system, ensuring that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Justin offers new equipment or can service your existing system with free estimates, water testing, treatment, water softeners, trenching services, and all-around pump service and repairs. JB Water Well Service. Call 979-830-0625 today or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service. License and insured.
Belleville Rental has an almost endless list of items for rent. Concrete, construction, pumps, and party rentals. Planning a holiday party? Find everything you need for your affair at Belleville Rental. Tables, chairs, fountains, and more. Now in at Belleville Rental, a 40-foot man lift. Great for putting up and taking down Christmas lights or cleaning gutters or to cut down dead limbs in your trees. To supplement the equipment you already have, go to Belleville Rental at 726 East Mill Street in Belleville or call them at 979-865-1520.
Need a better job with more pay and better benefits? Kent Moore Cabinets in Bryan is accepting applications for skilled and semi-skilled positions. Si habla español. Limited-time holiday hiring incentives are in place to support a job change during the holiday season. Benefits include medical and vision insurance, dental insurance, disability benefits, employee assistance program, loan program, a 401k plan, paid vacation, and holidays. Apply as soon as possible in person at 501 Industrial Boulevard in the Brazos County Industrial Park in Bryan. The successful applicant must pass drug screen, be authorized to work in the United States, have manufacturing or industrial experience or carpentry skills, and pass a background check. Again, limited time holiday hiring incentives are in place to support a job change during the holiday season. Apply ASAP in person at Kent Moore Cabinets at 501 Industrial Boulevard in the Brazos County Industrial Park in Bryan, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. or on Saturday from 9 till noon. See Habla Espen.
Coalcourse Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Coalcourse Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Coalcourse Petroleum or visit them online at coalcourse.com.
One of the two things vehicle owners fear most is transmission trouble. Bring your truck or car to Jayco Transmission in Brenham for everything from checking the fluid levels to changing the fluid, from repairing your transmission to installing a newer rebuilt one. If you think there's something wrong, Jayco will test drive your vehicle to see how it's behaving, run a diagnostic to pinpoint the problem, and then repair or replace your transmission. So trust Jayco Transmissions for your transmission repairs. 1104 South Austin, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neal Financial Group. Offices in Central Texas, Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the Atrium Building. Also another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston off of San Felipe and St. James Place. Got you covered no matter what, but if you've got questions about something before you pull the trigger on whatever that game plan is that you've got in mind, give us a call first. Get another opinion on what you're doing. Get the pluses and minuses so you've got a clear idea of what's happening. Here's our office phone number. Give Sharon a call. I think Brent's in there this morning, but Sharon's usually around too. And here's our number, 979-836-7900. 2903-979-836-2903. Now, we've been watching the markets this morning because of the weekend terrorist attacks in France. And what was supposed to be doom and gloom from the outset has turned out not to be yet at this point.
Just a quiet day on
the markets. Yeah. So, again, just have your strategy together. Get your questions answered. Get a game plan going so you're not at the mercy or the whim of foreign events and even home events here.
Right. So when you do have a game plan together, there's always changes that come about. Changes in your family status, changes in your work status. And every once in a while, Congress throws their 2 cents worth in there and screws everything up.
And well, so, we've had lots of information out lately, Doug, mm-hmm. you and I did, last few days about changes in Social Security.
Yep. Jamie was down in South Texas, so he didn't get nothing down there.
He was down there with his bow and arrow running around.
So we'll update him, too, on the changes, because that's affected a lot of people's planning mm-hmm. on retirement. It has to do with Social Security.
Yep. Well, and that's an important part of your financial plan. If you're looking at where your income's going to be coming mm-hmm. from. So there have been some changes that will kick in over the next few months here in Social Security. Jamie, though, has a little something this morning, too, on why some things aren't so bad. We've got some pluses and minuses here
I'll give you a quick overview on the minus. In the next 6 months, if you're turning 66, there's a thing called file and suspend. You can still do that. But if you're not 66 in the next 6 months, you file and suspend, have your spouse take part of your benefits. After that, you can file and suspend, but then nobody can tap into your benefits. And then also, if you deemed filing, IRS or the Social Security Administration says when you do file, they say that you're filing for the largest benefit that you can get, either your own or your spouse's, either or. So you can't file one, then take the other type of thing. They'll just give you the biggest one. So that's the two negatives, because we've had a lot of people that were going to file and suspend and then draw on their spouse's benefit and to let theirs grow. Can't do that anymore, at least not in the next. You got till April of 2016, and that goes away.
And the other thing that they're doing away with when it comes to file and suspend, under current strategies, one of the things you could do if you file and suspend and let's say at age 68, your health changes. You used to be able to go back and claim the 2 years of benefits, mm-hmm. and they would pay it to you in a lump sum. Under the new law, that's not going to be available anymore. So you won't be able to take advantage of that. And, you know, they're making these changes as part of the budget bill that was just passed, and so they're looking at ways of making changes in Social Security. I heard it phrased real good yesterday on one of the TV shows that I was watching at the time, and they were interviewing the new Speaker of the House, and they talked about the fact that, and I wasn't aware the number was so big, but 2/3 of the federal budget goes for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and military. And so the phrase was that the federal government is an insurance company with an army.
That's right. Okay. Hey, if you've ever gone on the wrong side of the IRS, you know what that army is in civilian terms anyway. Yeah.
So those
there are some changes, right?
Yeah, and for I know we've been working with some people, and that was kind of the strategy that we worked out. Okay, when you turn 66, you'll file for your benefit suspend, and then your spouse can file on your benefit and draw hers while it continues to grow.
Well, his continues to grow, in particular, one of our couples right. that we do work with. Both have to be 66 mm-hmm. to work that strategy. But again, that's the one that's
going away. April of next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, file and suspend is going away as one of the strategies that's available. The only people that need to be concerned about it at this point are those people who would be grandfathered if they get it done before May 1st of 2016.
Yeah, so you have to be turning 66. My brother's going to turn 66 before April of next year. So I call him and say, you get this done now. You start working on it now. Because that was going to be his plan, too, because he's still working full time. He doesn't need to draw a Social Security benefit.
Yeah, if he's not needing his benefit,
right.
He files, suspends, and then his spouse
can draw
take half
of his
of what his payout would be.
And she was a stay-at-home mom most of the year. So, yeah, that's, so I said, you start now. Get the paperwork going so you get it done in time.
Well, and you made that point, too. This is very important in particular for people who have stayed at home to either raise the kids or take care of relatives or whatever that may be, whatever that option is that they took. They stayed home. So they've got a bunch of zeros on their 35-year work history of Social Security paying into that system because they weren't out making money and paying into it. So that is what keeps many, and it's usually women, not always, but usually. It's usually women, the stay-at-home moms, who are going to now not have that particular option coming up if they're not full retirement age between now and, what was it, May 1?
May 1st, 2016.
Yeah. So be careful. Find out about what's going on. And again, we have a great Social Security office right here in the Brenham area off of 290 and Bluebell Road, FM 577. So folks there are knowledgeable, friendly, and they can really help you to get through some of these issues.
Yeah, so if you're turning 62 or full retirement age, which is around 66, between now and May 1st, you should go down and talk to them and find out what the best thing to do is. And so the sooner you get started on that, the better.
Well, at least find out what your options
what your
are.
Options
They're not going to tell you what's best for you. If you want to know about that, you can come in and visit with us at the free review. Can we can help you mentally kind of plan for things like that. The other thing that we've encountered here lately, too, guys, is we've had some callers who've said, well, I'm going to make more taking my Social Security early at 62 than I'm making at my job right now. So I'm going to go ahead and take my Social Security early. But remember, be sure you factor in if you've got any benefits with that job that you have, like health care or something like that. If you're not, you know, if you're 62, 63, 64, you're not eligible for Medicare coverage. So please be sure you're covered on your health care, any other benefits, side benefits that you think you might really need, even if the numbers work out as far as actual money in your pocket is concerned. If you're going to make more off that Social Security than you are off your wages, yeah, it's something to consider. But again, please be careful and don't do away with your benefits.
Yeah, we had talked about that a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Because the other consideration on that fact is if it's you're 62 and you're still able to earn
$720,
you know,
whatever that is. And so if your current employment isn't paying you more than what your Social Security benefit would be, I suspect you can probably still continue to work and not have your benefit reduced, which is the other factor. So if you're thinking about doing something like that, make sure you know what all of your options are. You know, don't you cut your nose off to spite your face.
I had a good friend out of our Houston office. He was thinking the same thing. Should I retire or not? Because at 62, this couple of years back, should I retire, take my Social Security benefit and work just a little bit or not? And he decided, I'll do that. Because what he was a delivery driver then. Worked about 2-3 days a week. So he got out and about and he made more money, as much money as he was doing that. He was a school teacher, a private school teacher. So he made more money or as much money, but had more time and less responsibility, taking his Social Security at 62 and doing delivery driving. And he loved it because he was out and about. And
his time was his own, basically. Yeah.
Well, so, and that's a lifestyle thing.
It is
right?
a lifestyle
So that's
question.
What the review is for.
That's right.
What are your options?
And what are your dreams? Right? And can you find a way to have everything that you would like to have, or at least some big chunks of it, right?
But the health insurance question is critical in that regard also, because at age 62, you are not eligible for Medicare. You're not eligible for Medicare until age 65. And so if you're between age 62 and 65, where are you going to get your health insurance? And you have to pay for it.
And that's come up now. You're guaranteed to get coverage, but you're not guaranteed what the price is going to be.
Right.
And it's going up.
Oh.
It's going up big
well,
time.
Well, if you're in your 60s, I mean, you've got to face the fact, honestly, that you're going to have a $600 a month premium in many cases and a huge deductible. So, again, this is no bargain.
Now, I just saw a renewal in the last few weeks for a married couple in their early 60s with no children. They've never had children, but this is a married couple, and they don't have a low deductible plan, but their renewal on their health insurance in their early 60s, just for the couple, was over $1,600 a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
thank you.
So please be careful if you're thinking
of Affordable Care Act. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, those who don't get a break, on this are the ones supporting it. So, again, keep that in mind before you take a leap and
right.
mess something up, okay? Phone number for us right now. If you've got questions, please call us. Ask them. We're getting ready to take a little station break. We will talk with you one-on-one in private on the phone. Right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Craig Montana will get your call in to us. Tony, Jamie, and Doug will be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Look like nothing's gonna change.
Durham School Services in Brenham is hiring bus drivers and training for the current school year. If you'd like to work flexible, part-time hours driving a bus for Durham School Services, make plans to attend an open house hiring event Monday, November 23rd between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at 507 East 6th Street in Brenham. No prior bus driving experience is necessary as training will be provided. At Durham School Services, you can apply now. Train now. Work now. For more information about the November 23rd hiring event, call 979-277-0090.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Kyla.
And we're here to announce a change in our Faith Mission Candlelit Gala date from Thursday, November 5th, 5:30 p.m. The new date is Tuesday, November 17th at Silver Wings Ballroom for 5:30 p.m.
KTEX and KWHI are excited to be corporate sponsors for this event as the community celebrates 30 years of service by Faith Mission.
If you would like to be a corporate sponsor, purchase a table or a ticket, call us at 979-830-1488.
Standards Home Health and Hospice, covering all of Central Texas, is your local hometown health care provider. Their experienced, reliable staff provides the highest quality care and the comfort and convenience of your home. And when you must make the decision for hospice care, Standards' compassionate and professional team is here for you and your family. Call 1-888-671-7007 for a free in-home consultation. That's 1-888-671-7007 for Standards Home Health and Hospice, raising the standards in healthcare.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Looking for the perfect feed for your livestock operation? Head to Ludeman Feed for feed made like you like it. You can count on Ludeman Feed, specializing in custom feed mixes and offering name brands like Mormon's, Wendland's, Bryant, and Vigortone Feeds. Ludeman Feed has a new owner, Patty Barnett, and you can count on Ludeman Feed to continue the rich tradition of quality from the country you've come to expect. So take the short drive to the country, just 6 miles west at 6703 Old Mill Creek Road, for superior feeds from Ludeman Feed.
Traveling this Thanksgiving? Let Brenham Tire and Auto service your vehicle before you hit the road. We are offering our customers up to $50 off on any services or repairs. Call us at 979-836-4811 to schedule your appointment today. Brenham Tire and Auto is located at 605 South Bluebell Road, servicing Brenham and the surrounding areas for 35 years, owned and operated by Shannon and Dodie Mayer. Don't forget, if you don't need it, we won't sell it. Visit our website, BrenhamTire.com, or like us on Facebook, 979-836-4811.
Lambert International is your heavy equipment headquarters.
located at 7800 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill. Looking for new or used equipment? Give Lambert International a shout, and if they don't have it on the lot, they'll find it for you. They supply all the needs for construction, heavy equipment, or landscaping. Call Lambert International at 979-830-7117 or visit their website at lambertint.com. Lambert International, a local and family-owned business buying and selling quality used heavy equipment.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
And we're so glad to have Jamie Keys back so he can be doing that tuba riff.
Well, I'm glad somebody's glad.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. You got Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, in the studio this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Yours truly, Tony Navarre, certified financial planner. Craig Montana, running the complex space shuttle control board here in the studio, keeping us on the air. And we're still watching the markets this morning. And, you know, nothing really is happening too much. We don't have a big downdraft happening. It doesn't look all that different than where we were on, what, Friday?
Basically, it's a flat day.
Basically, it's flat. I haven't looked at what the volume is, but I suspect there's not a lot of volume. You know, we had talked about earlier on in the show that there's some expectation that there's going to be some volatility today because of what happened in Paris over the weekend. We haven't seen it yet. That doesn't mean it won't happen later on today. But so far, we haven't seen that happen.
So should you be running your life and ruling your existence by up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down? Well, we say no. No, you shouldn't be. And how to, let's talk a little bit about strategy. What kind of things go into forming a strategy, guy, for somebody?
First question is, are you accumulating money or are you living off of your money? That's the first one you got to decide to do. Where's your, if you're going to get to the point where you don't want to work anymore or get laid off, where's your income going to come from? I mean, Social Security, pension, investments, whatever. Okay, then if you decide you're in that income mode, what choices do you have, and what income, what expenses do you have, and what can you get rid of?
Well, and I think, too, it's a quality of life issue, too. Do you have other things that you would want to do? Maybe if you've been laid off, we had a caller during the break who'd been laid off from a job, and it really made some sense for this individual to consider going ahead and taking his Social Security at 65, not full retirement age. He was only going to be another $100 a month or something if he waited to 66.
But he was going to miss 12 months worth of income to gain $100 a month. So in his case, especially since he got laid off, why not take your income now?
Well, and, you know, he can still maybe earn something with a part-time job, and we didn't have the time to get into a whole bunch of detail with this individual. They're also going to have $105 a month roughly come out of that check every month for Medicare. So he will have health care.
Well, I mean, that's another consideration when it comes to planning, because at age 65, he's eligible for Medicare. However, he's not at full retirement age. And so if he... since he's going to be eligible for Medicare, where's the money going to come from to pay for Medicare if he doesn't take a Social Security benefit now? Whereas if he takes a Social Security benefit now and applies for Medicare, then that payment comes out of his Social Security check.
Got the income stream to pay for his medical.
Correct.
Without having to dip into savings or...
Especially when you're not employed.
Yes.
Yeah. So, again, you know, different strategies for different needs and different people. What your concerns are and what your needs are and what your thoughts are and plans are totally different from your neighbor or relatives or anybody else that you might have some passing conversations with about financial planning.
So it comes to that. We were talking with a couple last week where they're looking for income, and they're drawing income now on their several investments, but they've got some more funds that came in. I don't know if the CDs came due, or they sold some property, whatever. But it doesn't matter. They had some more income come in that wasn't producing income, and they wanted, you know, hey, let's put it to work. We want to give us a bigger check.
Yeah.
So now the choice is we don't want to go out and get all the same things that they have now, so we look around for some different items. Yep. And we did. We developed a proposal that produced a great return for them, and they're going to add a check every month to their direct deposited to their checking account, and away they go. But that's
Exactly. That's it. For every couple, it's our individual. It's going to be different based on what they already have, what their goals are. We got some diversification there and created some income that they're going to really be able to enjoy.
And it's not going to be fluctuating wildly. Is that the other part?
That is the other part. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, again, there are a lot of ways to do things.
We should throw in there, there's always both sides of the coin on some of those things. Liquidity is limited.
Yeah.
That's right. If you want liquidity, in other words, you want to be able to get your hands on the money quickly, you're not going to earn very much.
That's right.
It just doesn't happen that way. And if you don't need, but all your money doesn't have to go in all the same investment.
Right.
That's the other part to this equation, right? I mean, you may have three or four things you're doing, different pots that you're putting money into with different time frames and different ways that they work, different levels of protection or something like that on your funds in there, right? But it's not all going to be in the same bucket of money.
That's
really
why you need to come in for that free review. I had a lady come in. They sold grandma's property. Had been in the family forever. She doesn't need the money. She didn't want the money. But she didn't want the volatility either. So there was an investment that kind of tied her money up for about 8 years, but she would never go backwards on it. And so that was ideal for her because she didn't care. She just wanted to leave it to the kids as an inheritance. So it worked great for her.
Yeah, and, you know, the liquidity issue is always going to be there. And generally in planning, what you're looking at is there are going to be other places that you have the liquidity that you need. You always need some liquidity because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you need some outside funds that you can grab
onto. You know, life happens.
Yeah. So go by the website at moneymakeoverteam.com. We should hopefully have the broadcast of today's show up later this afternoon and all the other prior broadcasts. So we have little topics up there that kind of give you an idea. So if you missed something, you can go back and listen to the show live. Well, not live, podcast. Moneymakeoverteam.com.
All right. So go by the website. Great resource for you. And otherwise, we will see you back on the radio on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.